When I say Valentine's Day, what comes to mind for you? Chances are it's chocolate and a whole lot of it. It makes sense because Americans buy each other almost 60 million pounds of the stuff every year for their Valentines. That's a lot of chocolate. Sadly, a lot of it is from companies that may use illegal, exploited child labor. Many of us will look for labels that can give us some reassurance on how the chocolate has been sourced. Maybe it's Fair Trade or Rainforest Alliance. While brands that feature those markers may seem like your best bet for ethically sourced sweet treats, sadly, many are not as squeaky clean as they look. In fact, a vanishingly small number of chocolate companies can provably say that no child labor is used as part of their production. So what can you and I do about it? How can we make sure we're buying ethically sourced chocolate? Let's find out from Anne Riggs. She's founder and director of the organization Slave Free Chocolate. Anne, welcome to Here and Now.
Oh, thank you for having me.
So Anne, when I look at your website, slavefreechocolate.org, and look at your global list of chocolate companies that are certifiably ethical, what jumps out at me is just how few of them there are. Why is that?
There's more ethical chocolate brands out there than are on this list. This list is compiled to be an action item for an activist, which we are a group of activists. And what we're doing is we're allowing people to say, if you don't like this situation, there's a lot of things that we can do because this is a consumer problem. We have all the power here, really, at the end of the day. And one of them is to vote with your dollar. And by voting with your dollar, you are showing the industrial chocolate companies that you are not choosing their product, you're choosing another product, which will probably be higher quality. So the list, the companies on the list, they've reached out to me and said, you know, we are with you in this quest to decrease and get rid of child labor. They're not just slavery by default. They're also part of a movement.
Let me ask you, the name is intense, slave-free chocolate. Describe why this is considered slavery in the production of cocoa.
Oh, because in West Africa, in the countries that have been growing cacao since the 1980s, there is chattel slavery amongst the 1.6 million children that are victims of the worst forms of child labor, which means they're not going to school. Some of these children have been trafficked in from even the poorer countries of Burkina Faso and Mali. And so there's actual slavery in our chocolate, as well as a lot of worse forms of child labor.
And let's talk about some of that, because I wonder how you figure out, you know, there's also incredible poverty, and some of the chocolate companies will say it's the parents who are sending the children to the fields to work instead of going to school because they need the money.
The parents are sending their children to work in the fields because they don't have the money to send them to school. When I hear that, it's probably the thing that makes me like tear up the most, because when you talk to these families and when you talk to people in the developing world, they know their one way to get out of poverty is through education. And they were promised if they grew cacao and turned over their subsistence farms to cacao farms, that they would be wealthy enough to be able to send their kids to school. And that was just one big lie.
I want to play a clip from a show that we did last year on Here and Now when we spoke to 10-year-old Daniel, who alleged he worked on one of the farms of Cargill. Here he is speaking through a translator.
Cocoa work. We carry cocoa. We crack open the cocoa pods. When it is cultivated, we carry it to the cleared area. We also pull weeds.
Is it a hard job?
It is very hard.
Do you know how to crack open cocoa pods?
Yes, I know how to crack open cocoa pods.
Have you had a cut with a cutlass while cracking cocoa pods before?
Yes, I have cut myself while cracking open cocoa pods.
I need to note that in a statement to Here and Now, Cargill said that, quote, it does not tolerate child labor in its supply chains and condemns this unacceptable practice. And they also said that they are, quote, actively investigating allegations and will take swift action. And how can these companies be unaware if it was so easy for us to find a child in a cocoa field?
I don't think they're unaware. They've known about this problem since 2001. But it seems to be in their favor to not take action, which would be starting with paying a true living wage to these farmers. What Cargill's saying, they've said for the last 23 years now, and there's been no true action with them that would be starting with paying a living wage for their beans.
Anne Riggs is the founder and director of the organization Slave Free Chocolate. We'll post a link at hereandnow.org. Anne, thank you so much.
Thank you very much for having me, and happy Valentine's Day, everyone.